You're listening to SBS News.
Mount Aspiring in New Zealand's rugged Southern Alps is one of the country's highest peaks, and its surrounding national park is often described as a hiker's paradise. But a sudden change in weather conditions made it far from a dream destination for 29-year-old Australian Terry Hartch. He was reported missing on Monday when he failed to return from a solo hike. Philip Melchior is from the Wanaka Search and Rescue.
The Bona Glacier runs basically around the base of Mount Aspiring, and he is right up against one of the ridges under a feature known as the Pope's Nose. Now, the only way from that area of the glacier, the only way down by foot is down something called the Quarterdeck Pass, which is relatively benign as a pass, but it's bordered on each side by vertical cliffs. And so one of the problems that he obviously had and that we have is that if you can't see where you're going, then you're in a very dangerous environment.
Terry Hartch from Townsville, Queensland, is believed to have arrived at the National Park on Friday. There, he left his heavier equipment, which is not an unusual practice, but was later caught out by a change in weather. He was discovered on Thursday afternoon by members of the Wanaka Search and Rescue crew. When he was spotted, Mr. Hartch was 1 kilometre away from the base of Mount Aspiring, standing and waving to his rescuers. Helicopter pilot Sean Mullaly was part of the crew.
Very lucky to be alive. I don't think he would have lasted another night. And we were about 27 minutes in the area, and time we left it was in cloud and snowing again.
Mr. Hartch was given warm clothing and food and was equipped with emergency gear. 4 members of the search and rescue crew also stayed with him until he was safely taken away. But weather conditions early in the day threatened to further delay the rescue efforts. A brief window of good conditions allowed for what's being described as a snatch and grab. Philip Melchior from Wanaka Search and Rescue again.
It's a very dangerous place, inherently dangerous. Having said that, the people we've got up there are highly skilled and used to working in these environments. So the danger for them is an objective danger and one that they're well versed in dealing with. The overriding danger, of course, is that we really need to get this guy out of there as soon as we can.
Facing sub-zero temperatures, Terry Hartch, a lieutenant in the Australian Armed Forces, has climbing experience and has successfully scaled New Zealand's highest peak, Mount Cook, for military charity Soldier On. The organisation has tweeted its reaction to his successful rescue, saying, "Soldier On is thrilled that Terry is now off Mount Aspiring. We hope his recovery is a swift one." His training in the armed forces and implementing survival techniques was key, says Philip Melchior.
The important thing in these situations is firstly not to panic, and secondly to seek whatever shelter you can get. And getting out of the wind is always a major factor, because wind chill will multiply the freezing level, if you like. He had no way of melting water. So, he would have been starting to get dehydrated. But he's done pretty well to be where he is and how he is.
More than 30 people are believed to have died around Mount Aspiring National Park in the last decade. Despite the grim prospects of being alone in the cold for nearly a week, Terry Hartch can consider himself lucky to be recovering in hospital after a successful rescue. Laurie Lewira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.